Well, he didn't engage. And I kept asking him, That's right. And then he threw in that twister at the end, which incidentally I don't think is a good course of action. It would be a disaster.
Why?
The freeze on foodstuffs. We're talking about China, Green, Soviet Union.
What do you mean the freeze on foodstuffs?
On the export of U.S. foodstuffs. We really are up against two issues, Mr. President, and I'm convinced of it. One is to put controls on, and if we do, we've got to consider that it would be a permanent philosophic change for the administration and have to keep them on. Or we decide to march ahead courageously with our current program and reinforce it. This other thing would disconglomerate our entire trade bill, every relationship we have with Japan that we've built so carefully would give us horrendous problems with the Soviets on grain.
So, I think Tommy's right in one respect. I think the Schultz-Stein thing is terribly unimaginative and so forth.
It is. But again, it's essentially status quo. Now, their basic problem, and I know damn well what it is, they think we're mucking up their theological purity to get some political impact on the market. There's any question about it, that's exactly what they're saying in private. That's what I said, why not? The simple fact is that we've got a problem and we've got to solve it.
Although, that really isn't the thing. I'm not trying to just make the shot for Watergate. They don't realize if there were no Watergate, you'd have this problem up even higher.
Well, that's what I told them last
time. Golly, this problem is the biggest problem. I mean, suddenly here, everybody reports the biggest problem is crisis. It isn't Watergate. There, that's this town. I mean, there's, I'm just a little disappointed, frankly, in Schultz.
I don't think Schultz is on at his best. When he came back in here last night, he wasn't even coherent. He really hung in front of your desk and started talking about he's
fatigued.
I think he's fatigued. I really do.
One thing now I called this art about last night, it's a small thing, but shows a need for PR or somebody just reading assholes around. When they called, when I was meeting with Bazaar at about 6:30 last night or so, they got that subpoena from Dej for the meetings log I had with Dean. Well, I told Bazaar to give them the facts.
Really?
Yeah. So then when I went over to the residence, I thought again, maybe he didn't understand. We don't, we said we mustn't. First he said, but I want to talk, he won't respond to me. And I said, absolutely, never heard John respond to me. Just dumped it. But I said, get the facts out. So I said, he doesn't want the paper law, he wants it issued. Well, you pick up the morning news summary, and the issue is there, rather than the fact that Bazaar was supposed to, or Garner, or somebody, to call Dash last night and said, we'll be glad to send that the meetings he's had with me. What I mean is, if you're going to do something, do it. And don't let it be an issue. I don't know whether it's discussed this one. Maybe they may not see the point of that, but that sort of thing.
But we discussed that yesterday at length. I had to do that. I'll check it before I come back. Maybe they did do it, and he phoned it up because he wanted an issue.
Of course. Well, you better check it out. Better have somebody check it out.
They were more appreciative.
We're getting it for you now, U.S. Hello, Mr. Bazaar. I hate Sean. Anyway, but that's a small matter. But the problem is,
defused him. I think he was planning to
is watching everything closely. I want to be sure he's the captain.
For sure.
I want to be sure he's there.
For sure.
Very important.
After your discussion with the president last night, did you get that information to Fash? You did?
Fash and papers.
He got denied. He said he was going to subpoena anything. Not sure play the name of the press is over.
It's all over the networks. That darn call giving up.
Yeah, it's just bad. I'm telling you, goddammit, we insist on meeting. What time did you get to?
Magruder told him that Strong told him that that the president wanted the materials. Now, this is hearsay twice for you. Everybody knows.
I had nothing to do with it. There's nothing about you know that. I said everybody knows it.
But, so nobody steps up and hits it. Who hit it on our side? That's, I don't know.
It's an obstruction. I think we've got that. This is a minute by minute exercise.
Right.
Every time one of these things takes a turn, hell, we knew damn well yesterday what they were up to.
Yeah.
We knew that the A Cox tried to finesse him and then Dash moved late into that. And we should have been ready for it. We should have said, God damn it.
Yeah.
Of course, the stories are funny, all right, on the issue of the papers. That's fucked up now, anyway.
Yeah.
If they can't.
I just hope it's not fuzzed up. I talked to Bizarre, and I hope it's not fuzzed up so much that he and or Lynn, with the very best of motives, will come in and say, let's give them that issue. We, Al, you've got to remember that. Incidentally, I cannot let Bizarre go through papers. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You go through names, but I can't turn through all of them.
No, he has to go through it.
And nobody should go, those are my papers. Can't let him do it.
Well, Bob.
And don't let Lynn go for him either.
No, indeed. Bob was concerned because we had to get the safe combination to open up Dean's safe. And of course, the boys called him and said they've got your safe combination. Well, I changed his. He's the only one that even has the combination, and I insisted that he give it to you. There's nobody else that should have it.
What I was going to say is on the papers thing, we just can't open up on that. And if you start opening, believe me, it'll just open Pandora's box. I know what's there. I just don't know what's there. Not in terms of criminality, but in terms of implication. If they will say, but Magruder told Strawn, but Magruder said Strawn told him, I never saw Strawn. Don't have this done by Bizarre, so he wouldn't remember who those people are.
No, we have Pat. He's right in this fence here.
Right.
In that statement.
Well, I get it. Now, the other thing is, as I said, if the news is going to play that way, you just got to figure we're just going to have this thing hanging around us. And there isn't a great deal that can be done. Well, I don't know. Some of our people talk about fighting and so forth, talking. I guess they aren't going to play.
I think John Connolly's advice yesterday is correct and sound.
Which is?
Just to ignore the goddamn thing. Don't say any more about it. We've won the battle. There isn't any question in my mind about that.
I think so.
Yes, I do. I think the basic issue is already solved. And what we've got to do.
Why do you think we've won the battle?
Well, I think that they have no way of accomplishing what they're after. She has to destroy you. That's their only objective. That's what the whole thing's all about. And they haven't got it to do that. Now they're going to keep it a thundering backdrop of misery for us. Then we've got to work slowly at it by doing our business and being hyperactive in doing it. Hyperactive in the sense of getting out of Washington and showing the leadership. We're going to have our ups and downs always in this.
Well, you have ups and downs.
And then I know, and I think Blair's going to be the biggest sister around here. We need
somebody that can go out and lead and everything.
That's right.
Love
that's right. And somebody that is really a tough political fighter, and that's what he is. He knows where all the monkeys are. And the same with Bryce. Bryce is a little less aggressive. He's kind of.
No, Bryce is more. He likes to muse about things. But Bryce will be useful in the sense of. I have a feeling that this economic package, Al, is not still quite ready. I think they rushed to get it ready. And the speech, frankly, is lousy.
Yeah.
I want to make a note, Bob was following up on this, where our speech writing team is terribly inadequate. Even as a sweet guy, they can do some talking points and the rest. Price can write a pretty good speech. Price says he's now writing a philosophical things. When we have anything of great importance that I do, we ought to have Price trying to get it at least. Kurt is working on this, trying to get a better speech. But I don't know. That's that. But what I was going to say, apart from that, thank you. his hotel to talk about the later thing. I'm going to bring him here to talk about it. Now, there's no points to be made to have the individual. Now, going to the country, we should go to the country in ways that are highly visible. And despite, you know, what we say about that, well, let's put out an economic speed up Chicago or something like that. Put out an economic speech here, radio so forth, to get the play. But go to Chicago and just repeat the theme of it and let them, and let them share with you.
Okay.
The purpose of going to the country is really solely that. The idea, now this is a Schultz idea, I'm sure, that maybe Collins too, but it's not worth a darn for a president. I want to know. The idea that I will go and sit down with groups of interested citizens, and those interested citizens will give me their views on the economy. Al, it will not work. And that's a loser. Everybody wanted me to do that during the war, and people wanted me to do it. You know, that's something that people do in the country. And, oh, with the blacks, it is a lot. And it's a total loser. I'm the president. I'm going to make the decisions, and I'll meet with people here. Once I make my mind, tell them. But the idea that, suppose you sit down with six people. But now, it's great for those six people, they don't say anything. If you say, but they're going to get a story out to the effect that you sat down with six people. The press will never write. I've done this over and over again, and they never write, not me. And it's just a terrible, boring waste of time.
No, that's exactly right. Or
I'll work on the schedule. I'll have to work on that schedule thing myself. I know scheduling so well. And the Parker's boys over there are not really up to it. And needless to say, Schultz and his boys are totally not up to it.
No, that was
the... They were making the kind of forums that were... that they ought to get. The other thing is that I'm going to get this cabinet out.
Stay status quo, you need enough mystery and imagination and point Andy to give you that leadership plan. I really do, quite frankly, believe that the problem is more Watergate than it is the economy.
Here at this time.
And abroad.
Yeah.
That's the problem we've got to overcome through active leadership and doing other things. And showing them that, by God, this we're here.
Well, that's the pressure, I think. Business comes off of any degree of success, whatever.
Issue of it's either that
or fighting the visual.
Yes, sir. There's no, and you need enough. If you stay status quo, you need enough mystery and imagination and what have you to give you that leadership plan. I really do, quite frankly, believe that the problem. It is more Watergate than it is the economy.
Here at this time.
And abroad. That's the problem we've got to overcome through active leadership and doing other things. And showing them that, by God, this.